And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Chad Viator, Dickie Landry, Steve Breaux, and Kathy Reed, here to talk about tattooed walls. It's a part of our artistic tradition and history here in Lafayette. Dickie and Chad will be performing music this Saturday for Second Saturday Art Walk during Tattooed Walls. And Kathy and Steve have organized the event, which will feature a number of artists, some returning tattooed artists, Tattooed Walls artists, and some who are new. So before we talk about some of the various components, to give the people in our audience who did not attend a Tattooed Walls performance or haven't even heard of it, since it's been a number of years since it's happened, give us a bit of the history and background of Tattooed Walls.
Okay. Tattooed Walls was a project conceived by our friend and colleague, Elmer Morgan Jr. In fact, this Tattooed Walls is in honor of him. I think, in fact, the whole art walk is on Saturday. Back in sometime in the last century, we were trying to remember the exact date, but sometime in the latter part of the 20th century, Elmore conceived of this project that was to be a projected light drawing experience, an improvisational projected light drawing experience, collaborating with some kind of music performance, and it was done on overhead projectors, real old-school technology. The overhead projectors are set at some distance away from the wall, and the artists are using any kind of materials that light can pass through to make these moving images that are happening as you watch. The projections are very large. I think that Elmore probably, from what I understand, did this at UL a few times, and then the Artists Alliance took it over. I was a member of the Artists Alliance for a long time, and we played around with it. The first time we did it actually was inside the old Lafayette Hardware store, and we realized we really needed to do it outside to get the full impact. So we performed this event lots of times, I think, during festival. I mean, Dickie, you were there. That was before the art walk was even happening in Lafayette. And some of the artists who were in the first group are going to be performing this Saturday, myself included.
In the very first group when Elmore did
at
UL?
No, in the first group for the Artists Alliance. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And who are some of those people?
Mayor Martin and myself, David Alpha, the three of us were there from the very beginning of Tattooed Walls.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's an interesting aspect of Elmore's artistic life. He liked doing art in public. People remember seeing mm-hmm. him at festivals and concerts, drawing, and that was very important to him, to be in the community creating art. And this was just a bigger way for him to share that and involve more artists. Steve, you look like you wanted to jump in there.
Yeah, I wanted to say something about Elmore because, you know, he really affected the art community here in a very, very big way, not only teaching thousands and thousands of students, but also inspiring them to continue with art and continue drawing. You know, in this age of digital technology and lots of ways to make an image, you know, he really inspired a lot of people to continue using hands-on work. And in fact, Tattooed Walls is basically a hands-on thing, although a lot of different materials are being used. It's not just drawing. So it becomes very exciting that the images are very, very large, very bright, and you'll be able to see them almost from different locations downtown without being exactly on the spot.
And they're fluid and changing. It's not mm-hmm. like an artist finishing something in his studio, bringing the finished product, and you see it. You're participating in something that's happening right there.
Exactly. There's a time aspect to it. Mm-hmm. And then the music is like, it's really a collaboration with musicians and artists. Mm-hmm. And the music itself plays like an extremely important, you know, atmospheric part about it. But also what you're viewing kind of changes by what you're hearing. Mm-hmm. And it's mostly improvisational, and both the art and the music. So it makes it for a very, like, dynamic and exciting kind of situation.
And was that a part of Elmore's vision from the beginning? There was always music as a part of Tattooed Walls?
Well, I think it gradually got in there. I'm not sure about the first one. You know, for him, it was about using hand eye, you know, and continuing with that aspect of art, which is very interesting. And as a colleague, you know, for me, he totally, you know, oriented me in a in that way, which is, you know, very interesting at a time when computers and stuff were just coming into being, and, you know, inspiring people to do that kind of art is very difficult sometimes because you can make an image so easily and it looks really good. But, you know, and Elmore continued that process.
Well, Dickie, I think we need to talk a bit about the music here because this obviously is a very integral part. Chad Viator, Dickie Landry will be performing for Tattooed Walls. And Dickie, you've done a number of Tattooed Walls. Do you remember the first time you got involved?
No, I did. No, first time.
Were you back
in the last entry?
Yes, that's right. Did you ever do one at UL with Elmore?
No, I didn't.
At the Artists Alliance.
Yes. In downtown in the parking lot or the lot. I was in front of ACA, that's now the theater. That was, what, a few years back?
Right. That was our last time.
Well, and Chad is an ingenue here, so I'm going to ask you a bit about some of your experiences before we talk about what Chad is envisioning or thinking about this. But when Steve is talking about improvisation and the artist being affected by the music, do you find yourself affected by what you're seeing on the walls?
Of course. I mean, there's four of, I don't know how many projectors there are, but usually there were, I think, four or five last time. And I try to, you know, take the collective and do something, or sometimes I just close my eyes and let them take the music, let the music take them where they want to go. It's improvisation, and, you know, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. I was at I was following some artists, and who it was really like listening to the music, and she or he was really, you know, when I hit a high note, they'd do something, you know, different. But Chad and I have been working very hard on this all our lives, in fact.
Well, is that kind
I'm looking forward to playing, because Chad and I have been talking about doing something together for years now.
Well, you have a long history of working with art, many decades. You've worked with artists and been very, I guess, affected by art, visual art.
I love art. I mean, my experience in New York City taught me a lot. And I wasn't ready for, or maybe I was lucky for, what I stepped into New York City.
Well, and I know our listeners have heard just wonderful stories about your time in New York City. You've talked often about your work with Robert Rauschenberg and many other artists in New York. Artists here in Louisiana, did you, like working with Elmore, some of the artists that you would work with at Tattooed Walls, or did you find a different feeling? Did you find your music, I don't know, subtly changed, or?
I mean, I respect you know, the artists that are doing what they're doing. Some are good, some are excellent, some are superior, some are really bad. But that doesn't affect my judgment about playing the music for whatever they're doing. No, I mean, it's improvisation, and you know, it's improvisation speaks for itself. It's you know, you and I love to improvise. It's my most favorite thing to do. Although I can be structured stuff, but I really like to have the freedom to do what I want to do.
Do you have you had people comment on their responses to your music when you're doing it to art? Do they feel, because obviously you do improvisation without the accompaniment of art.
They might have said something, but it's, you know, it's like if Chad will tell you, a lot of people come up to you, oh, you sounded good tonight, the band sounded great tonight. And, you know, it's like, unless you have a real conversation with them, that just goes out the one ear, out the other, thank you very much, you know, and move on.
Yeah. No. Well, I guess the artists would be much more intimately aware of their reactions and responses to what you're playing at that point.
I'll pay attention to it this time. Maybe I'll get some reaction.
Well, I would, you know, that is just a different experience for lay people, I guess, especially, you know, who are watching that and enjoying both the music and the art. So, Chad, how long have you worked with Dickie? Have you all played for a long time together?
This will be the first time, I believe, that we actually do anything like this together. I'm sure I've been on the stage with you at some point.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. But it was never in a circumstance like this where we both get to kind of, you know, branch out a little bit and do something different. And I know one thing that I'm really excited about is I've had a lot of conversations with Dickie about music, and he and I both like a lot of the same types of sounds. And I don't know if I can speak for him, but I know for me, I rarely get to ever, you know, really do a lot of these things. So I'm excited to be able to do something a little different. And I think anybody listening who might want to hear and see, of course, something a little different, this will be a great chance for you to come out and experience that.
Mm-hmm. So you don't often get a chance to improvise, is that primarily, or just other?
I guess I'm thinking particularly about maybe what the music is going to sound like. Mm-hmm. I get a chance to improvise from time to time, but in a very kind of structured way. I don't know if that makes any sense, mm-hmm. but structured improvisation. But I know, you know, the idea of playing with textures and layers and things like that, I've always been drawn to. And I think this opportunity lends itself to that, where you have, you know, artists creating layers, visual layers, and then there'll be layers of sound, and it'll be – I like that kind of thing, you know. And I know I've talked to Dickie about that as well.
What excites me about working with Chad on this is that as a guitar player, he has access to all these pedals and different sounds, and that's what I'm really yeah. – you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No pedals on a saxophone.
No pedals on a saxophone. No. I got to read in 30-something keys. Yeah.
And when you think of guitar and saxophone, I'm sure people have maybe can imagine what that would sound like, but mm-hmm. I would say come out and it'll probably be different than what you would imagine guitar and saxophone to sound mm-hmm. like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Not your usual combination. Mm. Well, now, Chad, this is the first time you're actually performing in a Tattooed Walls, but you have observed them before.
I got to go to one before, mm-hmm. and I was really excited when I saw it. I just stumbled upon it. I didn't know that it was happening. I was at an art walk, and I just sat and watched the whole thing. And I'm honored to be here and have been asked to do this and play with these mm-hmm. with Dickie, who's a great musician, and everyone involved.
Was Dickie playing for the one you
I
saw?
I believe he
at
was. It was in front.
The AC.
Yeah,
the
it was in front.
AC.
Of the AC.
I was doing working with Robert Willie. In fact, Robert had come up with this idea with the computer where he had six sound modules, and I played live into his computer. And he took my sound, the saxophone sound, and put it through these six sound modules. And each sound module has hundreds of different possibilities of sound. So it was really, for me, the sound system wasn't the greatest on the planet, but
Well, and in that space, too, as we were saying earlier, it was partially enclosed,
right.
and that made a special sound there.
It's a little bit reverb, which I didn't mind that. It was just what Robert was doing. I couldn't hear very well, but a lot of people said it was, you know.
So it's kind of like you had guitar pedals there. Somebody else was just pushing the pedals.
Right.
maybe we could do something like that again. We don't know what we're going to do, so we're kind of figuring it out now on the air.
I think we can talk about it on air, what we're going to do.
Well, yeah. Let's run your saxophone through a computer.
Well, and I'm sure some people are curious. I mean, how do you start that? I mean, improv, again,
you start playing.
You just start playing.
I mean, you look at each other and it's just 7 o'clock or whatever time it starts in.
It's like having a conversation.
Now, you see, that's the mysterious part to most of us. We know how to have a conversation, musical conversation.
We're not going to go 1, 2, 3, 4 to start, you know. Hopefully.
And Kathy, you want to?
Well, we can also do the same thing, have a conversation with the musicians, and that's what I like the best about Tattooed Walls. And I may have been the person you were watching respond to you, because I never know what I'm going to do until I hear the music, and it's part of – I think, to me, it's like dancing. I love to dance, and working with visual elements, listening to music, I just want to dance with it. And the more textures and layers and pedals and everything else, the better.
Well, describe, and for some people who have, again, not been to a Tattooed Walls performance, describe some of the art. I'm sure it changes from artist to artist. Can you give us a sense of some of the styles that people might see on Saturday?
That's why we pick some of these particular people, because they do have very different styles. Mayor Martin, who was one of the people who's been doing this for a while, will take plates of glass and coat them with some kind of paint. I'm not exactly sure what, but it's made for glass. And she does a subtractive kind of situation where she scrapes off the paint and reveals, keeps revealing this drawing that she's doing while the music's playing. Let's see, Jamie Baldridge, who performed with us last time, had some actual moving things, didn't he? Had some things that actually crawled across the glass. That made some really interesting visual effects. David Alpha likes to layer a bunch of stuff that you can see through and make shadows and patterns and everything. I like to work with color. I use dyes and lots of changing kind of ways to apply the dyes. And everybody just has something different to offer. So we wanted each artist to do a unique thing. You won't see the same thing across the Children's Museum wall, which is where this is going to be projected on.
So how high? Give people a sense of the size of these projections.
I don't know. As big as we can get it.
It's going to be as tall as the building.
Yeah.
So three stories?
Three stories there. And how many projectors will you have across?
There'll be three this time.
Three projectors.
Yeah, we've been – our spaces are slowly being swallowed up. So we're on the side of the Children's Museum downtown.
All right. And is that a – what color wall is that? Is it like white?
It's not perfect.
It's an off-white.
It's a tan kind of color, but it'll be good enough
to work.
So there are three projectors going, and how many artists all together? You'll take turns?
There are six artists and three at a time. So you'll see these huge images, three different images, and the variety in the three different images are what really makes everything continually to go, and everybody's changing things at a different time.
Right.
And the light is super bright from the projector, so you get a really luminous, bright
That's right. We're talking
effect.
Vintage here, this vintage
very
projection
vintage.
Here.
Analog. Very analog.
Yeah. As I recall, at Tattooed Walls, there was a very mesmerizing effect watching these images appear and hearing the music and being completely enveloped in that experience. And I know there are a lot of people who have not yet experienced one, and this would be a really great opportunity. If you are just tuning in, my guests are musicians Chad Viator and Dicky Landry and artists Steve Bro and Kathy Reed. They are talking about Tattooed Walls, which will take place this Saturday during Second Saturday Art Walk, downtown Lafayette Unlimited, putting on great art walks every second Saturday of the month. Tattooed Walls going on for decades, sometimes with a little hiatus, but started here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Moved to the Artists Alliance, which was the old Lafayette Hardware Store, which is now an architectural office, and is now at the Children's Museum. So a great opportunity to participate in a wonderful historical artistic event started by Elmore Morgan Jr. This Tattooed Walls is in honor of him, as is the entire art walk. And Dicky, did you work with Elmore during some of the Tattooed Walls? Did he ever draw while you were?
No, but I did. One time I decided to take a drawing class with Elmore. So I walk in, and I hadn't drawn before. So there was this model. So I decided to focus on the hand, and the first drawing was really horrible. Second drawing kind of looked like maybe a finger was there. The third drawing, by the end of the class, it was some, you know, debauchery. And I got up and I said, Elmore, you know, I don't need to learn a new process. And so I said, I'm not coming back. Anyway, I was $6 or $7, and I reached in my pocket, didn't have any cash. So I had my checkbook. So he said, "Oh, we don't take checkbooks, but I'm gonna frame your check."
Frame your check. That was ever Elmore, wasn't it?
Right.
Always the gentleman,
right.
The perfect thing to say.
No, I mean, my drawing was really horrible.
It was. I bet he framed that too.
Maybe.
Yeah. Mm. So this was not like when you were in college. This
no,
was
no,
something
this
you
is,
tried.
This is like, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know. 15 years ago.
Well, I guess all those years watching the tattooed artist draw on the walls, you thought, well, I could probably.
Well, I was all interested in art, and I was thinking if I'm going to try to be an artist or was an artist, I should know how to draw something.
But you have a feeling for that.
Forget about it.
No, it wasn't like playing that line of music.
The mind to the hand to the fingers did not cooperate at all.
Right. Well, that's like you telling us, oh, we're just having a conversation. that's as mysterious to us as drawing is to
now
you
for,
in that moment.
Now, for the younger generation, I know you've never had, like back in the 70s, a light show, rock and roll light show. This is the closest thing you can get to it, I would mm-hmm. imagine. Yeah. Wow. So if you're just born in the last 20 years and you want to come see a light show, this is it.
Absolutely.
With the music.
Absolutely.
In fact, there's some other artists. Lisa Osborne is the first time that we're going to be working with her.
So she and Chad are ingenues for this performance.
But from the visual arts department at UL is Brian Kelly and Jamie Baldridge. And Brian today was telling me what he was doing last time and going to do again this time. And he was going to squeeze some material in between two pieces of glass and move it up and down, which is exactly what the old Grateful Dead used to do.
Exactly, the
oil and water kind of thing for Grateful Dead concerts.
Oh,
food,
yeah.
Coloring and oil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you're speaking to many vintage inclinations mm-hmm. in a lot of young people right now.
He's not quite so vintage, so he thought he was inventing something.
Well, and I've mentioned this before, but we do have a lot of high school kids right now listening who are getting off of school and a lot with very, interest in artistic, either visual arts or musical arts. And I know, Kathy, that you teach many of them in the arts program.
And so does Chad.
And Chad mm-hmm. as well.
And mm-hmm. we're going to have some high school volunteers. I've asked my students if any of them wanted to volunteer, and some of them did. Everyone wanted to, but sometimes they have family things to do on the weekends. But, yes, we will have high school students volunteering, and I hope all their friends will come, too.
Well, and if for nothing else, the reason Dickie was saying, this is about as close as you're going to get to a real vintage light show and all these great overhead projectors using original equipment and hearing music and art put together. And, Chad, what do you teach at Lafayette High? You teach the guitar?
Kathy and I work in the same program, okay. which is the Talented Music Program and Talented Arts Program.
Yeah.
I'm so used to
Surprising,
saying that.
Surprising, Kathy.
And it's like a gifted mm-hmm. program for the arts.
Mm-hmm. And do you find many of your students are interested in creative, artistic improvisation?
Absolutely. Yeah, they. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of the students really are interested in everything that we've been talking about, and that's what makes it such a neat thing for them to come out. And, it's always great for a student to come out and see their teacher doing what they do. You can really learn a lot from doing that. I mean, that's how I learned, was going and watching my teachers perform and hearing
Absolutely.
Them talk.
And it also just brings back this idea that, how wonderful Lafayette is and has been for decades, that there are amazing people here like Elmore Morgan Jr. teaching generations and generations of young artists and Dickie performing for so long. And also so many people from Lafayette going to New York but coming back and realizing that, you know what? You can do that here in Lafayette, and that you can be as creative and original and in some ways freer to do that than perhaps someplace else. And that's a great thing for young artists and musicians to experience and see.
And what I've seen coming out of the high schools, the art coming out of the high school is really impressive. The shows that I've seen downtown of high school artwork, it's just sometimes just blow me away.
Yeah.
That much talent. Mm-hmm. I've never seen that before.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, great teachers like Kathy working
in
the
schools. Well, of course, that's what I'm complimenting the people sitting at this table.
That's right.
Chad's music students will blow you away, too.
Right.
I've heard, amazing musicians coming out of our program.
In another few years, we're looking forward to your students and your students doing a Tattooed Walls.
Absolutely.
We could do Tattooed
that
Walls.
That would be interesting.
Well, I'm sure it'll be right around the corner.
Yeah, and we're actually talking about doing this with our students at some point during the school year, having
We're just afraid that they upstage us.
Kind of situation.
It's very possible.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I think that would please Elmore somehow.
So.
It would.
Oh, yes.
If you are just tuning in, we're talking about Tattooed Walls, the tradition continuing this Saturday during Second Saturday Art Walk. It will be from 7 until 10. So you have time to go to some of the exhibits, walk down Jefferson Street 5, 6 o'clock and go into the different galleries and then settle in at the Children's Museum. I guess people could bring blankets or chairs and settle in for 3 hours as long as the light bulbs hold out. Is that what you
Yes, as long as the light and it's getting harder and harder to find overhead projectors and the light bulbs, the projector bulbs are getting more expensive. So
well, if anybody listening has one in their closet.
Oh, yeah, we'll take donations of overhead projectors for sure.
And Chad and Dickie, are y'all going to be performing the entire time as long as the lights are on?
We haven't figured that one out yet. Okay. We're meeting tonight.
When we say improvising, we're joking around.
Who starts first?
Who's going to start first? All right. Well, that's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know.
Start at one end and then it will continue. Incredible opportunity for so many reasons. So much talent here, so many traditions and so much history. This opportunity affords you the opportunity to hear and see this great art, both music and visual arts. 7 o'clock near the Children's Museum. It's where the parking lot is. Is that
Sanssouci?
Sanssouci.
Right.
Okay.
It'll be they'll be on the bandstand. The musicians will be on the bandstand right behind us, and we're going to be right in front of the street. So we're going to block off the street and project on the wall.
All right. So bring your chairs and bring your blankets right at Sanssouci.
Okay. Hopefully we don't have music coming from very loud music coming from Agaves.
Hopefully.
Well, if we do, we'll just use it to our advantage.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's the natural ambiance. Excellent, Chad. Yeah.
Thank you for getting me out of that one.
Well, that sounds like what Tattooed Walls is all about. Again, my guests, Chad Viator, Dickie Landry, Steve Brough, Kathy Reed, performing Tattooed Walls for us all this Saturday, 7 until 10. Go to Sanssouci, where the bandstand area is, and you can enjoy it for 3 hours. And again, remember, if you've got light bulbs or overhead projectors and you don't need them anymore, bring them by. Bring them to Tattooed Walls,
them.
And they'll take them. Thank you all for coming
by. Thank you,
Judith. Thank you so much, Judith.